The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf kuf aleph. Today's daf is being studied with Avraham ben Esther. Moshe ben Nuna. Ruach Hashem ten hamer gan eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on kuf amud bet. Two lines to the bottom. Gufa. Ha'ochel gid en asher she'el behema teme'a. Okay, that was the sugya we're talking about. Yidin gid en asher of a behema teme'a. Gid en asher of a camel. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda should get two sins, two malkuts. One malkut for eating behemat teme'a, one malkut for eating gid en asher. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you get nothing. How is it possible you get nothing? I mean, you're eating... eating a camel with gid en asher, the camel's gid en asher. How can he say you get nothing? So the Gemara says, "V'Rabbi Shimon, man nafshach." Rabbi Shimon says, "Where?" The Gemara says, "V'Rabbi Shimon, no matter how you look at it, e isur halal isur. If you're telling me that one isur can halal on another isur that's already there, the hayev namim mishum gid, he should be hayev too. Which means already camel is asur, let's say." And then you're eating the gid of the camel, so it's isur halal isur. So the fishy b'chayav two malkuyot. But he tell me nothing now. En isur halal isur. If you tell me no, once something's asur already, you can't tack on another item. The hayav mishum tumah the kadim. Okay, at least fishy b'chayav mishum the camel. Should be isur mishum tumah. Tumah came first. Let's assume that the tumah came first, like we learned in the last amud. That the animal is created first before the Gidim, therefore Tum'ah was happened first. So according to Rabbi Shimon, where did you get that you get no Malkuyot? If you say Isur Halal Isur, you should get two Malkuyot. If you say in Isur Halal Isur, Tum'ah came first. You should be Hayab Malkut Mishum Tum'ah. Why are you saying Patur Legamre? Maybe you're going to hold like this. Maybe Rabbi Shimon holds the Gid and the Shid does not have a flavor. So if it doesn't have a flavor, you're not going to be hayav mishum tum'ah. Because for tum'ah, to eat a camel, you have to eat the meat. That's not a ta'am. So from that standpoint, you won't be hayav mishum tum'ah. However, the hayav mishum gid, you should hayav mishum gid in asher. Because bottom line, when the trust is isur gid in asher, it's to say that whether it has ta'am or not. So therefore, mimman afshach, no matter how you square it off, Rabbi Shimon should be hayav at least one. When I says, Amar Rava, le'olam, Kasabar and begidim benoten ta'am. So that's the first thing. Gidim do not have ta'am. So on tum'ah you cannot be hayav because you're not hayav only when you eat the basar of tum'ah, not the gidim. If there was no ta'am, it's a piece of wood. Oh, but you should be hayav mishum gid. So he says, Veshani hatam, the amar kera alken do yochelu b'nei Yisrael et gid en asher. The pasuk says that the Jewish people will not eat the gid en asher. Mish gido asur upsaro mutar. When is gid en asher? It's a very reason for the Rabbi Shimon. When is gid en asher asur? Only when the basar is mutar and the gid is asur. Yad stazut shigido asur upsaro asur. It's a very reason. You know, hayab gid en asher, a teme'a animal. Stam, like we saw in the Mishnah. When does the Torah say asur gid en asher? When you can eat the meat and you can't eat the gid. But in this case, you can't eat the meat anyway. So you're not going to be hayav mishum tum'ah because emigidim benoten ta'am. So I'm not hayav eating a camel because it's not a camel. It's a piece of wood. Emigidim ta'am. And gidin asher, you're not going to be hayav either. Because there's no hayav gidin asher on a tame animal. There's only hayav gidin asher on if I can eat the meat. Kosher animal, exactly. If I can eat the meat, then I can't eat the gibber. If I can't eat the meat anyway, so such a gid is not going to be asur. That's shitat to be supposed to be hayav nothing. Bishon, poter legamri. Amar viuda, amar rav. Ha'ochel gid en asher shel nevela. Oh, so nevela is a kosher animal, but was slaughtered wrong. It slaughtered it wrong, so it became a nevela. So you ate that gid en asher. Now again, you're back to two isurim here again. Nevela already is asur to eat, and then you got the attacking. Now obviously, the gid en asher in that case came first. The animal's not a nevela. The animal's alive. Tegid Nashim is Asur already from birth, from conception, whatever you're going to say. Tegid Nashim is Asur, then it became a Nevela. So it says, Ha'ochel, Gid Nashim Nevela, Rabbi Meir Mechayev Shtayim. Oh, Rabbi Meir says, Hayav Tu. So obviously he's going to hold Isur Halal Isur, that you could tack one Isur on another Isur. Ve'achamim Omrim, Eno Hayav, Ela Achat. And Achamim say, you're only going to be Hayav one. Umudim Hachamim, Rabbi Meir. Hachamim agreed to Rabbi Meir be'ochel gid anasheh shel ola v'shel shor haniskal shehayav shtayim. So let's go slow. Hachamim are going to say, when you have an animal that's a nevela, already the gid anasheh was a suit already. Now it became a nevela, you're tacking on another item, you're not hayav, you're only going to be hayav one. What was in Isur Halal Isur? And the first rabbi is the Bimir says, yeah, Isur Halal Isur, never even Hayab for two. Good. But even though the rabbis say in Isur Halal Isur, in one case they're going to agree. In which case they're going to agree? If you eat the Gid and Hashem of Korban Ola, if you have the Gid and Hashem came first, and then you consecrated it as a Korban Ola, or another case, you have a Gid and Hashem in an animal, and then it became a Shoran Eskal. Which Shoran Eskal? That's an ox that gored and killed somebody. The din is you have to kill it. So Shoran Eskal is Subhana'a. So they're going to, for some reason, hold that when you eat, let's say, the Gid and Asher of a Korban Ola, you hayav Gid and you hayav Ola. I would have to Isur Halal Isur. What? I understand in the case of Nevela, Gid and Asher was first. Now it became a Nevela, there's no room for the second Isur to go there. They're ready to Isur Gid and Asher, only get one. Okay, so then why when you have a korban, you have an animal, Gid and Asher was asur, then became ola, and then you ate it. Why should we have to a korban hakamim? So Gemara says, Uman haytana de be isur kolel isur hal al isur, because he holds the isur called isur kolel. Okay, what is isur kolel? Isur kolel means an isur that includes more inclusive isur. Let's take a case of isur kolel by a nevela. First, only the gid was asur. The rest of the animal was mutar. The isur nevela is kolel now more parts of the animal. The second Isur is not just redundant on the first item. It's redundant on the first item, but it includes even more parts of the animal. And still, before the animal became a Nevela, the Gid was Asur. The rest of the animal was Mutar. There's no Isur on the rest of the animal before it comes a Nevela. The Isur Nevela hits the Gid, but it also hits other parts as well. That's called Isur Kolel. Look at Rashi. Because there's a Girsa over here. Look at Rashi. Uman haytana hachamim debi isur kolel isur halal isur letle. Right, you see, he doesn't hold like that because by nevelat isur kolel, and still he holds what in isur halal isur. However, be isur kolel be isur hamur itle. But he holds when you have kolel and hamur, you say isur halal isur. Okay, what's isur hamur? Isur hamur is when the second law adds a stringency that the first law did not have. That's called Isur Hamur. That means, when do I say I can't say Isur Halal Isur? When you're putting equals. But when the second Isur makes it even more stricter, I could say there's room for the second Isur to hit, because it's adding something that the first one doesn't have. What would be Isur Hamur? Well, in the case of a Nevela, it's not going to be Isur Hamur. Because the Gid and Asher is Asur, and then Nevela is Asur. It's the same level Isur. It's just called Isur Kolel. It might include more parts of the animal, but it's not Nevela to Gid, but Gid and Asher is not considered a bigger Isur. This is Asur to eat, this is Asur to eat. For example, a Nevela is Mutar Bahana'a. I could sell it to a Goy. So therefore, it didn't add any extra item to the Gid more than it was before. Mashe'en Ken Ola is Asur Bahana'a. And the Skal is Asur Bahana'a. Which is not going to benefit from it. So that's Isur Hamur. Because the Gid and Asher until this point was only Asur Bachira. Once it becomes the Gid and Asher of Korban Ola, now I'm adding the Isur of Hana'ah. And it's also including the rest of the animal. So The rabbis are going to say, Isur Kolel alone, and Isur ala Isur. That Isur Kolel, the Isur Hamur, Isur Hamur. So that's what they're going to say. By Nevela Gidan Hashem, you only get one. But by Gidan Hashem, a Korban Ola, since you're adding the element of Isur Hana'a, so that's already Isur Kolel, because you're adding the whole animal, plus you're adding more stringency, you'll say, look at Hashim. She says, "Haki Garcina." The Ainu Pirusha Isur Gid Hal Mishinoda. That's clear. The Gid happens already from when it's born. The Kodem Shinet Nabela Hayagida Asur. Before it became a Nabela, the Gid was Asur. Upsara Mutar. Ukshinet Nabela Neesar Af Besara. That's Isur Kolel. The Af Agav the Shem Nabela Havidel Mehal Name Al Gid. Now, once you normally, if you say Isur Kolel, I say Amigu. Once already the Isur is hal on the rest of the meat, I'll say it's hal on the Gid as well. Tama the Kolel Shu Kolel et Abasare Wole Aser. Dika Lemar Afidu Leman Dabar in Isur Hal Isur Hay Isur Nevela Hayil the Migu the Hayil Abasar Havi Mutar the Havi Mutar Hayil Nami Agid Shu Kolel the Abasar. I have a logic to say Isur Kolel. How do I say Isur through Amigu? I say this. The Gidin Hashem was Asur already from birth. From birth, it's the Gidin Hashem. The rest of the meat was Mutar, but then Nivela comes in. So I say, Migu that the Nivela affects the Basar, it'll hit the Gid as well. And still the rabbis say, we don't say that. Ein Isur al Isur, Hafilu be Isur, Kolel. However, next Rashi, be Isur Kolel, be Isur Hamur Itle. Boy, you got two items. Isur Hamur with Isur Kolel, yeah. Behecha di Isur Acharon. It batarte. It's got two items. Kolel umosif. How? Kegon ola oshor neskal. The meikara meshenolda haya gida asur. Upsara mutar. Initially, you just had gida and asher was asur, and the meat was permissible. Hikdisha. But once you sanctified it, nagha or it gored neesra af besara. Good. So that's isur kolel. That when you made it a korban ola, it added now other parts of the animal to become asur. That is a kolel. Vagida zemitechila yasur ba'achila umutar ba'ana'a ushehekdish hal alav isur hekdish nosro ba'ana'a. The hekdish already up the ante to make it asur ba'ana'a. She'en kan isur hal al isur. Shema she'shiyer al ishon musif ha'sheni. You see, there's room for the second isur to hit. Because the first Isur left Isur Hana'ah. Hana'ah is still open. So the second Isur comes in and fills the gap of Isur Hana'ah. What's the logic when we say any Isur Hal Isur? There's no room. There's Isur. The cup is full. But Mashiachim, when something is still permissible, like Iter Hana'ah, the cup isn't full yet. So the second Isur fills the cup. So there's room for the second Isur to come in. So just like the Isur Hekdesh, and also the rest of the animal, al korhach hal alav af ba'achila, shim achlo yitchayev shtayim. Ve'af agav de ba'achila asur ve'omed haya, ve'nitzor al disur hayu'il ve'chayil, la'ana'a chayil nami af ba'achila. Which means, even though it was asur ba'achila already from beforehand, but I say, Migu that this animal now is asur ba'achila legabe the basar, the isur kolel. I'm adding the basar, so it's going to be asur legabe the achila legabe the gid, and I'm going to include also isur hana'a as well. And therefore, I forgot the ba'achila asur ve'omed, ve'en isur hal disur hayu'il ve'chayil hana'a chayil amishim. Make migu once already it's going to hal the hana'a because hamur hits. Hamur hits. So it's going to be higher also the Akhila as well. Akhila Tagid is going to be Osir. And so even though it was Omid, the Isuro from the beginning of Akhila. But once already I tack on I can tack on Isur Akhila as well. And therefore the rabbis who normally will say Isur Kolel Letle, but Isur Kolel be Isur Hamur Itle, and therefore you're going to be I have 200 Gidan Asher. So the Gemara asks, who's this rabbi? Uman Tana. Uman haytana de bi isur kolel isur halal isur lete isur kolel bi isur hamur itle. Where do you see that opinion? Ura says Amarava. Ura says Rabbi Yosef Galilihi. Ditnan. Okay, this is an interesting case. Tameh she'achal kodesh. Tame guy, he ate Kodesh. Okay? He ate the Basar Kodashim, let's say Bishogeg. He didn't know, let's say, that he was Tame, or he didn't know that the piece of meat was Kodesh. Ben Kodesh Tame, Ben Kodesh Tahor Hayav. I don't care if the Kodesh is Tahor or Tame. I don't care what the Kodesh is. As long as you're Tame and you ate something that was Kodesh, Kodesh Tahor or Kodesh Tame, you're Hayav. Rabbi Yoseh said, Hayav Hatat. Yoseh Gilili Omer, Tame She'achal et Tahor Hayav. Tame She'achal et Tame Patur. Shelo Achal et Davar Tame. Rabbi Yoseh says, no, you only Hayav Hatat when you ate something that was Tahor. But if you ate something that was Tame, you didn't do anything to it. It was Tame already, anyway. Achamim don't make a Hiduk. Your Tame, okay, what you ate Kodesh, Kodesh Tahor, Kodesh Tame, Hayav Hatat. Okay, Rabbi Yoseh's logic, I understand, but Rabbi Yoseh says, no, a Tame that ate Tahor, when you're touching it, you're affecting it. Oh, so then you're hayav hatat. If you're tameh, and the thing is tameh, the kodesh is tameh, you're not hayav. That's the logic of Rabbi Yoseh. So Yomara says, Amru lo. So the rabbi is telling Rabbi Yoseh a very strong question. Af tameh she'achal et tahor, kemen shenagabo temeato. Exactly. Which means, you hold what? If the guy's tameh and the kodesh is tahor, you're going to be hayav hatat. How did he eat it? He picked it up. Once he picked it up, he made it tameh. Maybe that's his answer, but let me use the answer. It totally answers that. It says he picked it up, he ate it. Tameh she'achal. It doesn't say tameh she'echido. It says tameh she'achal. Oh, tameh she'achal. So once he picks it up, it's tameh. So even you agree that by the time he comes to eat it, it's tameh already. So you're right. In that case, even the B.O.S.A. is going to agree. Shapir ka'amri le rabbanan the B.O.S.A. gilili. Gemara says, Tachemim said good to the B.O.S.A. gilili. ואמר רבה, ונתמה הגוף, ואחר כך נתמה בשר, כולה עלמה לא פליגי נחייב. Now, which came first? If the guy became tameh first, and then the basar became tameh, meaning it was starting, you picked it up in that case over there, everybody agrees you're going to be chayav. Why? The isur karet kadim. Because the isur achila came first. Because once he became tameh, his Isur came first. Which means first Tum'at Guf came before Tum'at Basar. And therefore, the Isur Karet is not going to become Batel because it came first. When he gets Tameh first before the Basar, his Isur came first. Therefore, it's going to be considered the Hayat. However, keep it. Where's the Mahloket? Benitma Basar ve'achalkak Nitma Haguf. Let's say the Basar came Tameh first. And then the goof became tameh. Here you're going to have a mahloket. Which means, when the basar became asur, only the basar is, this basar is asur. Other basar is to mutar. And for the guy also. For the guy, he's not tameh yet. So therefore for him, only this basar is asur, but other basar is permissible. Because only this basar is tameh, he didn't become tameh yet. What to make kodesh? He can eat Kodesh, he's Kohen, he can eat Kodesh. Or Shilamim, he can eat Shilamim. But the point is, only this piece of meat is Asur. However, after the guy becomes Asur, now already, he's in the Asad B'Kodah Kodashim. Once he becomes Tameh, now it's Isur Koder. Now it includes even other pieces of meat. Oh, Rabbanan Itlihu Isur Kolel. Very good. The rabbis hold of this concept of Isur Kolel. And therefore they're going to say, the basar came first. That's limited to this basar. When you become asu, when you become tameh, so migu, that I become forbidden to eat other pieces of meat, I'm going to become asu to eat this piece of meat as well. Even though it became tameh already, and there was an isur on this piece of meat already, there was an isur anyway to eat this meat. Now there's another isur, I'm tameh. Even before I was tameh, I was asur to eat it because it's tameh. Even a tahor guy can't eat basar kodesh tameh. This piece was asur. Now that I became tameh, isur kolel, because my isur tma includes other pieces of meat that now I'm not allowed to eat. So migu that it's kolel, other isur even a banatza it'll kolel back to this one. Read inside the migo, the mehayev hatichot tehorot de alma. Right now, when he wants the guy's tameh, he cannot even eat hatichot tehorot. The Alma. So Mechayev Nameah Hatikat Temeah. So the Yisur goes back on the Temeah one as well as Amigo, because the Yisur Kolel. The Rabbi Yosef Gili let the Yisur Kolel. He doesn't know this. The Migo Lo Amlina. We don't say Shemitok Shehal Yisur on other pieces of meat, it'll go back on this one. No. It'll hal on the other one, but this was the Surah Ve'omer already. This was the Surah. Any Surah Hal Yisur. So you see what? We have a Mahloket. Do you hold Yisur Kolel or not? Between the Bius and Hakamim. You're right, but you want Yakub Hayab too. But die. He can't eat. You're not going to get Isur of the guy himself who's Tameh now. He was in a separate Isur. Now, what do you see over here? The question that the rabbis asked against the Biyose was on a false premise. They told the Biyose, what do you mean? When you're touching it, you're making it Tameh. And the Biyose agrees. When you became Tameh first, even though when you're touching it, then it became Tameh. Since your Tumah came first, he agrees you're going to be Hayab Hatat. He wasn't talking about that case. He was talking about a case where the Basar became Tameh first. Basar became Tameh first, and then you became Tameh. So then he says, no, since the Basar became Tameh first, so therefore your Isud, even though it's going to call, and then you became Tameh, even though your Isud now is calling on more things, it's not, it doesn't go back to the original, because it doesn't say the Migo. Okay. Now, so what do we prove over here? In Isur Hal Al Isur, the Isur Kolel. Mudim Hakamim.
When we said Mudim Hakamim.
When we say Mudim Hakamim. I didn't prove who yet. We just said, Fagidan Asher, they hold Isur Kolel be Isur Hamur. So we're asking, who's that opinion that holds Isur Kolel be Isur Hamur? So the Gemara is going to prove it from this Mahlokot over here by Kodesh that became Tameh. We didn't prove yet. All we showed you is that a Miyosef doesn't hold of Isur Kolel. Now we're going to show you, but that when you add the Isur Hamur into the picture, the Miyosef is going to say it works. Oh, so that's the opinion. And where do you see? Continue. The Miyosef Gilili, Nehi de Isur Kolel, Let ye be Isur Kal. Yavo Isur Hamur, the Yahud al Isur Kal. Which means, you're right. He does not Isur Kolel. When this piece of meat was Asur already, then he became Tameh. So this piece of meat was forbidden already before you became Tameh. So it's Asur already. When you became Tameh, oh, you were Kolel more feet. Now I can't even eat the whole meat around. Doesn't matter. I don't say that since the Isur on the guy includes more, then it goes back on this. However, when you add the element of Isur Hamur, he's going to say it works. What's Isur Hamur? Says, Umayniu, what's going to be the Isur Hamur? Tum'at aguf. Share, tum'at aguf, bekaret. Oh, when a person has tum'at aguf, the punishment is karet. If a person eats kodesh that's tameh, it's just a malkut. Oh, so the Gemara is asking a question. True, you don't hold the Isur Kolel, but this is Isur Kolel, the Isur Hamur. Because now you up the ante. That means, until now, if you ate this piece of meat that's Tameh, you get Malkut. But now that you're Tameh, you added to the cup. You added Karet to the cup. That's Yisur Hamur. You added something to this piece of meat that was not there before. Why doesn't the Biyose hold that it should be Yisur Halal Yisur? Because by saying that you became Tameh, it's not the same level anymore. Once the guy becomes Tameh, well, what's the difference? It was Asur already. No, it wasn't Asur in the level that it was before. Before was only Asur Beisur Malkut. But now that you became Tameh, it's Asur Beisur Karet. He should hold that. Gemara says, Amar, Rav Asher, Man Le Malan, the Tum'at Aguf Hamura. Who told you Tum'at Aguf is more strict? Dilma Tum'at Basar Hamura, Delet Le Tahara, B'mikveh. So you see over here what? Who told you? You're right. I can look at it different ways. I can say, Tumat aguf is more hamur, because now when I eat a piece of meat that's tameh, when brother is karet. But I can say, wait, Tumat aguf, I can get it off. I can go to the mikveh and get Tumat aguf off. But Tumat basar doesn't come off. You can't jump a piece of meat in the mikveh. So therefore, could be Tumat basar is worse. I mean, which way you want to look at it? You show me your chumrah punishment I'll show you a chumrah of getting rid of it. So we have no ra'ayah that tum'at aguf is more strict than tum'at basar. In punishment, it's more strict. Sul karet. But legabeh taking the tum'ah off, you can't take off tum'at basar. You can't drop a piece of meat in a mikveh. So maybe it's not considered tum'ah hamura. Your assumption was, oh, it's isur hamur. Why is it isur hamur? Maybe not. Maybe not. Well, that's only chumrah. If I find another chumrah, we
have a chumrah, we break it with this.
Yeah, I can say malizeh she tumato nisheret alav. Exactly. So that's why I'll say in isur halal isur, because this is it's not a chumrah. But in chumrah, if you would be able to create a chumrah, maybe I would say isur halal isur. The Rabbi will say, okay, so that's it. So if you have no ra'ya, you tried to tell me that Rabbi Yosef holds what? Continue. You want to show me what? You want to tell me that what? That Rabbi Yosef, he doesn't even hold Isur Kolel, Isur Hamur. It's not so simple. This case is not Isur Hamur, because the Basar is more Hamur. But in the Kharam, maybe if the second one was more Hamur, maybe he would say Isur Hal Isur. So Gemara says, okay. The Rabbi Yosef Gilili, let le isur kolel. Ratanya Shabbat v'yom kippurim. Ratanya Shabbat v'yom kippurim that comes out on the same day. Shagag v'asa melacha. So you went and you did a melacha on that day. So you got two isurim. You got Shabbat and you got yom kippurim. Minayin shehayav al ze be'atzmo ve'al ze be'atzmo. How do you know you're going to be hayav two separate isurim for Shabbat and for Yom Kippurim? Tamud omar Shabbat hi Yom Kippurim hu. From the fact that it separates them, so you see that what? They stand on their own, and therefore even though it's coming together, the isurim, you're hayav devrer biyosei gilili. V'yakiva omer, eno hayav ela achat. Oh, what's the logic? Let's read Rashi. Look at the top, Rashi. Because we have to see, what is Shabbat and Kippur? Is that Isur Kolel? Is that Isur Hamur? Well, there is a karet element in Shabbat and in Kippur. Let's see. Look at Rashi. Top, Rashi. Rabbi Yosef, let le Isur Kolel, velo hayil Isur Tumat Aguf al Isur Tumat Basar, ve'en kam karet, Ben Kankaret, Alma, Shamina le delet le kodel. Right, he doesn't know Isur Kodel. Because he says, when the guy becomes Tameh, when the meat became Tameh first, so even now you became Tameh, even though you Kodel more meat, too late. The Gaber is Pasan Tameh over, you're not going to become Tameh. He doesn't know the Isur Kodel. Oh yeah, Hilkach. Tana de le delet le kole, the one that says they don't know Isur Kole, Zura Bisigali. Vashmeina and Tana de Lael, the Bisur Hamur, eat the Kole. Oh, but we learn that when you add Kole, when you add Hamur to Kole, you say it. Uparchinan, Yavo Isur Hamur de Karet, Viahul Ale, Dea Amad de Modeo Bisur Hamur. Oh, so we ask, what do you mean? So this case over here, the Isur Karet is more Hamur, so therefore you should say Isur Hal Isur by the Basad case. The Bekaret, Dilma ha hamira, hamur, kippurim. Let's say a guy ate a nevela, and she says on Yom Kippurim. You're eating two isurim. Number one, you're eating on Kippur. And number two, you're eating a nevela. Patur mechatat. She'en Yom Kippurim hal al isur nevela. Because the isur nevela was isur already. And then Kippur came. Kippur is not going to tack on to the isur. V'afagav the isuru isur kolelu. Which is even though Kippur is a isur kolelu, because it includes not only nevelot, Kippur includes even other foods, shikolel isur isur veter leosran yahad afilu aki alibel lo matzin lugme mishumda ap isur hamur itle de lo chayil, which means over there Yom Kippurim was also not a isur kolel, but it's isur hamur, because nevela is only chayav velo taase, but Yom Kippur is Hayav Beisur Karet. So therefore, not only are you adding more stuff that you can't eat, but you're also adding a bigger punishment. So Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't say Isur Kolel Afilu Beisur Hamur. That's what she's just saying. V'nevela la be'almahu v'afilu achi v'chai v'tanet d'lein samad Beisur Hamur Amin El Kolel. Good. Anyway, the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Yosef could be only when there's Isur Kolel, he won't say it. But when there's Isur Kolel, Isur Hamur, could be, he will say it. And the case of the meat is not Isur Hamur. Because who knows, maybe the Basar is more Hamur than the guy. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, Rashi, Shabbat v'yom kippurim, shechal yom b'shabbat, Shabbat hi l'Hashem. It says by Shabbat Bereshit, Ketiv, the Emash v'shi'im ba Isur Acher imma, yitchayev al Shema b'fnei Atzma. Kedichtiv Shabbat He. It says Shabbat He. Why is Shabbat He? To come and teach you that even if there's another Isur, the Shabbat stands alone. Continue. Yitchayev al Shema b'fnei Atzma. Kedichtiv He. Vechega b'yom Kippurim. Kedichtiv Who? What is Shabbat Who? Yom Kippurim Who? To come and teach you, even though there's another Isur involved, Kippur stands alone. The Hani Isur Bat Achat Ninhu. Da Ba'ada Hada De'atu. Now these came in Batahat. Which comes first, Shabbat or Yom Kippur? They come exactly the same time. It's sunset. Shabbat hits and Yom Kippur hits. Correct? Kishkidesh Hayom. Miyu. Iyama Bishlama Itl Biyose Girili. Bisur Kolel O Mosif. De Haile Ashar Isurin. Ika Lememar Mishumachim Itchayim Atarvayu. De Ha Ina Me'ava Efshar. De Kadma Had Lehavre. Ava Ata Havre. Ve Hayil Ale. De Shabbat de Gabe Yom Kippurim. Isur Musifu, Diava Yom Kippurim Kadim, which means let's say it came separately. Let's say Yom Kippurim came first somehow. So if Yom Kippurim came first, as she says, Yom Kippurim Kadim, Hava Chayav Al Zadon Melacha Karet. Now Karet is not as strict as Sekira. V'chi Atel Shabbat Itosaf Ba'Mitat Bedin, because you have Chayav Sekira. Hypothetically, if Kippurim would come first, Shabbat would be considered Isur Musif. Because Shekipur is only Isur Karet. We think Karet is the most strict. Shabbat is Mosif Isur Sekila. The Yom Kippurim is Gabesh Shabbat Isur Kolel. Now to go the other way. Yom Kippurim would be considered the Gabesh Shabbat a more inclusive Isur. Why? The Shabbat Asurab Melacha Umutar Ba'Akhila. But Sheikin on Kippur, not only can't you do work, but you also can't eat. Migud Etzar Ba'Akhila Mishum Yom Kippurim. So I would say, the migo, once already I tell you it's asu to eat on Yom Kippur, it's sale namem melacha mishum, I'll hit you on the isur melacha as well. Ela, yamad bisur kolel visur mosif, lo haile. But if you're going to tell me that by isur kolel and isur mosif means isur hamur, you're not going to say it, ki ate adadi amai haile tarvayu. Which means you just told me over here that what Shabbat Yom Kippurim, you did a melacha, shagag ba'asa melacha, minayin shachayav azeh ba'avlov azeh ba'asmo, shabbati, yom ikon devre Rabbi Yosei HaGalili. How can Rabbi Yosei HaGalili say this? Ela must be, he holds, if you're saying you're going to be hayav too, he must hold that when you have isur kolel, with the isur mosif, it's going to work. If you don't hold isur kolel and isur mosif, so it's not going to go. Where's the Isur Kolel and Isur Mosif? Again, we know these things come together. But separate them for a second in your brain so you see how it's Mosif and Kolel. Shabbat is Isur Hamur Legabe Yom Kippurim in the sense that Kippur is Karet and Shabbat is Mosif, a strict punishment, which is Isur Sekila. Yom Kippur is more inclusive. Yom Kippur is considered Isur Kolel. Because Yom Kippur is Osir Gamken Achila, besides the Melacha. So I would say that if you did a Melacha on Kippur, I'd say, since already you're going to get, it's Asur Legabe Achila, so I'll say you can tack on also Legabe Melacha as well to get the Isur of Kippur as well. You'll get both. So therefore, what are you going to see according to this? That according to the B.Yosei, we want to say that could be this Isur Kolel Vemosif. You'll be Hayav. Good. According to B.Yosei, Israel is a few Im Shikoli Utimish. Let's read this Rashi now again. I'm reading the part of Rashi, Iyamat. Me. I'm reading back right in Rashi again. Iyamat Bishlama. If you wanted to say Rabbi Yossi will hold that generally speaking Yisur Kole or Yisur Mosif works, then I could say I have two. They have, because it would have came separately, so then already each one has a kolel and it has a mosif. Go to the end. Ela iamad b'isur kolel isur mosif do highly ki atu adadi amai highly tarvayu. Yeah, but if you're going to hold that by isur mosif and isur kolel, that you, we don't say isur halal isur. So therefore, why did the B.O.S. say over here that you're going to be Hayav too? I'm reading over here. Ha'isurim shel Shabbat v'shel Yom Kippurim halim bevatahat. We know that. They come simultaneously at sunset. V'shkiyat ha'hamash shel Yom Shishi. Today. Kach she'en se mekler agir. This is not a regular case of Yisur halal Yisur. Because which came first? They both came today. So it's not a classical case. Fine. Umnam, ha'gemara soveret, that we can still use it as a case of Isur Halal Isur. Hilkach, im Rabbi Yossi Gili Koveya, sheshnei Isurim Halim Biyachad. If you say that what? You guy is Mechalel Yom Kippurim B'Shabbat, you say you Hayav too. Why are we Hayav too? Because Mr. Bed, that Rabbi Yossi says, because since if they would come separately, you'd have Isur Kolel B'Isur Hamur, so that even if they come together, you'll be Hayav twice. But if you say that Rabbi Yose doesn't hold of Isur Hamur be Isur Kolel, so then why, when you do them together, are you going to be Hayav too? So the Gemara wants to bring a proof that must be Rabbi Yose. And the fact is, he Hayav too, because must be said, because if they came separately, which means, let's say Yom Kippur came first. So Yom Kippur came first, so you have Karet. And the Shabbat comes and adds an element of Sekira, which is Isur Hamur. And Kippur is Isur Kolei, because it includes more items, because not only is it Asur to do Melakas, Asur to do also eating. So therefore, since if you would separate them, you'd have two elements, therefore if you put them together, you're going to be Hayav too. So therefore, that's the premise the Gemara is assuming in the B.O.S.E. The B.O.S.E. must hold Isur Kolei alone, you don't say. But Isur Kolei be Isur Mosif, or Isur Hamur, you will say. Gemara says, Shalach Ravin, משום דה רבי יוסף רבי חנינה, כך הצעה של משנה ואיפוך. Switch the names around. רבי יוסף again, he is going to hold in איסור חלל איסור, even באיסור עמוד. But it says over here, חייב too. Switch the names. רבי עקיבא says, חייב too. Switch to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yose. The real Rabbi Akiva is going to be the one that says Hayav two, and Rabbi Yose is the one going to be Hayav only one. We tried to bring an ayah that he must hold of it. No, switch the names around. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giyuri Mishul B'Hanan the Devre Rabbi Yose Gerili Leman De'afacham. According to the fact that you switched it now. That means you didn't Yisur on Shabbat Yom Kippurim and Rabbi Yose Gerili Hayav only one. Shagag b'Shabbat v'ezid b'Yom Kippurim Hayav. Ezid b'Shabbat v'shagag b'Yom Kippurim Patur. Let's see the cases now. It's an amazing story here. So Hayav one. I was saying Hayav one. I want Hatat. What did you do? Hatat you only Hayav when you do Shogeg. Correct? So as Gemara says, let's say you forgot it was Shabbat, but you knew it was Kippur. So you'd be Hayav one for the Shabbat. Well, let's go the other way. You forgot it was Kippur, but you knew it was Shabbat, so you'd be Hayav Mishum Kippur, which means whatever your Shogeg is, you're going to be Hayav. So the Gemara says, Hezid b'Shabbat, v'Shagag b'Yom Kippurim, that means you knew Yom Kippurim is no Hatat, maybe. If you were Hezid b'Shabbat, and you were Shogeg b'Kippurim, it says Patur, you're going to be Patur from a Hatat. Only when your Shogeg is in Shabbat, you'll be Hayav. But if your Shogeg is in Kippur, you're not. So he goes, why not? My Ta'ama, Amar Abaye, Shabbat Kebi'a Vekaima, Yom Kippurim, Bedina Deka Kav'ele. Oh, which means, we don't know when Kippur is. Which means, Shabbat already is there. Shabbat goes every 7 days. I don't need a bedin to make Shabbat. Mekadesh Shabbat. Finish. Shabbat is kadosh ve'omer. So therefore, and Kippur is what? Kippur you need a bedin to come a month before, Mekudash Mekudash, and when is Rosh Chodesh Av, and when is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and when is Rosh Chodesh Tishri, Rosh Hashanah. So in that sense, we look at Shabbat coming first. Because since Shabbat is Vadai, or it's there already, Kippur, we have to make Hezbonot, we got to make calculations. Oh, so in that sense, you look at Shabbat first. So if Shabbat comes first, that's why if you did Shogeg with Shabbat and Mizid on Kippur, I mean, you didn't know it was Shabbat. So since Shabbat, you mean Hatat for Shabbat. Now She'en Ken, if you were his Shogeg you Mizid with Shabbat, then you were Shogeg with Yom Kippurim, you're not going to make a Korban Hatat. Why? Because the issue Shabbat was on you already from before. Because the Isur of Shabbat is considered Omed VeKayam. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi Hayav. Vezid b'Isurim Kippurim, Shaya Yodei Shum Kippurim Hayav, Hatat Mishum Shogeg Shabbat, Aval Shagag b'Isurim Kippurim, first white line, Shishakar Shuyum Kippurim, Aval Yodei Hu Shum Shabbat, Patur B'Shtehem. ותאמן פרש ועזיל. גם לא אגיד לספיין. אמר רבי ראשי, כסבן ויוחנן, דהו חטאת מעל ביוסי גלילי בשוגג בזה ובזה. That what he said. תאי חייב בזה ובזה. עד השבת כמחייב לה. Only on the Shabbat one. The EU קדמה. Because the Shabbat comes first. עד יום הכיפורים הוא דפתר לה. הלכה כי יזיד בשבת. ושגג ביום הכיפורים פתור לגמרי. Because on the Mezid of Shabbat, you can't bring us. You don't bring a Hatat on the Mezid. On the Kippur, you're not going to bring because the Shabbat came first. And then Isur Hal, Al Isur. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava, Sof Sof, Tarvayu Ba'adeh Hadadi Ka'atu. What are you saying? Bottom line, this week, it came together. I don't care if Shabbat is an automatic. Bottom line, in the Shabbat of Yom Kippur, for this day, they hit together. So the Kara, what's the difference? What came through? Even if I was shogeg in Kippur and Mezid is Ashmi Hayav, bottom line, you are in principle, Shabbat is more of a constant because Shabbat is there every week without having to do anything. But in this Shabbat Yom Kippurim, it's all happening at the same time. Look at Rashi. So sof tarvayu ba'de hadadikatu ve'en kan acharon. Val korchach ki patal de biyosei gedim mishum de kasabar. Which means we thought that the reason why the biyosei is going to be poted is because Shabbat is first and the Kippur is second. That was, no, that's not the reason why he's poted. You know why he's going to be poted in that case? New reason. The kevan the bekolel umosif en isur halal isur biyosei batachat namel lo mehayev elachada. Oh, which means. Because must be the B.O.S.A. holds that if they were separate, you wouldn't be Hayab. Therefore, even if it's even if they come together. I mean, now, if they're separate, you have Isur. Kolel be Isur Mosif. Because the Kippur is Mosif, more Isurim. Besides Isur Achilah, it's also Isur. Besides Isur Melachat, it's Isur Melachah. Which is the reason why the B.O.S.A. is going to say that you're going to be patur, is not because Shabbat comes first. Really, they're coming at the same time. But the reason why he's going to tell me you're patur on, if you were on the Kippur case, is because normally he's going to hold Isur Kolev, Isur Mosif, you're patur. Therefore, even if it comes together, you're going to be patur. I read, למעשה שני איסורים חלים בבת אחת, בשקיעת החמה של יום השישי. ואפשר לומר that one comes first. אם כן, כשאמר רבי יוסי גדי, אינו חייב אלא אחת, because we're switching the גרסה, that רבי יוסי says, only חייב one, like we switched the איפוך, על כורחך הסיבה, not because Shabbat comes first. That's not the reason. שמאחר שהוא סובר שאין איסור על איסור, אחר שקדמו, once you say אין איסור על איסור, that's the reason, אפילו היה שני כולל ומוסיף. Even if the second one was איסור כולל, or was איסור מוסיף, לכן גם במקרה שחד שניהם בבת אחת אין לחייבו אלא על אחת מהם. דהיינו, אי אפשר לחייב את החוטא ביותר מחטאת אחת, אפילו אם שגג לעניין שבת, וגם הוא שוגג on both. He was שוגג בין ביום הכיפורים, בין בשבת, on both. רבי יוסי זה לסייע לחייב, one. Because no matter what you're going to add, one is איסור כולל, one is איסור מוסיף. Which is איסור כולל? Shabbat is Isur Musif, because it's Musif the Karet. Kippur is the Isur Musif, because it's Musif Akhila. No. Shabbat is Isur Hamur, because it's made Sikila.
Right.
Kippur is Isur Kolel, because it's Kolel even eating. More things it says, Osir. Not only Melacha, no, Musif is the punishment. Musif is Shabbat, which is Karet, which is Sikila, and this Kolel, not only this, it's Kolel other Isurim. The Isurim are expanded. Oh, so must be the reason why the business is only Hayav one is because, bottom line, you're not going to Hayav two in the case of a Kolel, or no matter which one comes, no matter potentially, or hypothetically, if they would come separate, you're only going to be Hayav one, because Isur Kolel and Isur Mosif does not add extra Isurim. Therefore, really, according to Yosef, the reason why he says you Hayav one is because, not the Shabbat comes first. The reason why he says you Hayav one is even if you did Isur Shabbat and Isur Kippur Beshogeg, you did both Beshogeg. I did both Beshogeg, so it should be Hayav. No, because bottom line, once you Hayav one, and the second one is either Kolel or the second one is a Mosif, doesn't matter. Any Isur Halal, Isur Afilu be Kolel, be Afilu be Mosif. At the end of the day, according to the Rabbi Yosef, we're trying to figure out what does he hold by Isur Kolel and Isur Mosif. So he said, first of all, the Rabbi Yosef holds only Hayav one. And what's the reason why he's only Hayav one? So he said, oh, you know why he's Hayav one? Because the Shabbat comes first. Because Shabbat is Kavua and Kippur is not Kavua. So therefore, that's why Hayav only one. Meaning, when you did the Isur Shabbat Beshogeg, you're going to be Hayab, but when you do the Isur...
What's the difference if you have a Isur Kolel going on top?
No, but that's without going Isur Kolel Mosif. We thought the reason why you were Hayab one is only in the case where you were Shogeg in Shabbat, but not when you're Shogeg in Kippur. When you're Shogeg in Shabbat, because the Shabbat came first, but if you were Shogeg in Kippur, you're not going to be Hayab because the Shabbat already came before it. We said the Shabbat was an any Isur Halal Isur. The Gemara is saying now, no. That could be, you'll be Hayav on both. When you did Shogeg be Shabbat, the Shogeg be Kippur, you'll be Hayav. You'll be Hayav, still one. Even when you Shogeg on both, you'll be Hayav one. Why? Because even though one is Mosif and one is Kolel, he doesn't hold of Isur Kolel, Isur Mosif. Bottom line, according to Yosef, in Isur Hal Isur for anything. Gemara says, Ela Marava. Rava comes along and says, Shemada Hava. ושלחו מיתם דיומד חפורי דה שתה שבתהו. The Gemara says like this, that which they sent from the Beit Yohanan, that you only hayav on Isur Yom Kippurim one, it's got nothing to do with this issue over here. It says when he came along and said, according to the Beit Yosef, switch the Gitzahot, switch the text, right? Shalach Lavin, Mishuv Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yohanan, Kach Hatzah Shel Mishnah V'Ipuha. Instead of saying Rabbi Yosef Shel Hayav 2, switch it to say Hayav 1, Shemada Have. That was the time that he said that was the time of Shmad. What is the time of Shmad? That the Malchut was not allowing the Jewish people to serve on Yom Kippurim. V'Shalchum Mitam, so in order that they shouldn't forget the law of Yom Kippurim, so they sent the Hachamim Be'er Israel to the people of Babel, the Yomad Chipure Dehai Shata Shabbetahu, which means they sent that you should make Yom Kippurim of that year on Shabbat, even though the 10th day of Kippur, the 10th day of Tishri, was not on Shabbat, which means Kach Lo Yavinu Ayvim Shem Osim Et Yom Kippurim, which means that year the Goyim were not letting the Jewish people do Kippur. So what did the parents of Israel? They were worried that people are going to forget Kippur. So they told them that Shabbat, I guess what, the Shabbat? Next to Shabbat Tshuva, whatever it is, that Shabbat, celebrated as Kippur. At least so they'll remember the... So that's why when the Beis Yosef said, Yehayav Ahat, is because it really wasn't Kippur. It was really only Shabbat. But in truth, if it would be Shabbat and Kippur, it would be Hayav too. And why? Because he holds Isur Kolel, Isur Mosif. You do say Isur Halal, Isur. Oh, so that's why. That we said you only hayav one is because that case really was a kippur. It wasn't ipuch. It was a certain situation. Ipuch it because that year there was a shmad. And it really was a kippur. Therefore you only hayav one. But in ikhrameh, if it was a real Shabbat, Yom Kippur, if you say, well, hold your hayav two. Hayav two, any sur, hal yisur. Oh, because he holds, be yisur kolel, be yisur mosi, he holds, you're going to say, yisur hal yisur. Vechen, ki atar avim yichol nahoteh, amaruah kerabah. They explained like Rava that year was a shmad. That's why they did it on Shabbat, but really was not Yom HaKippurim. Ela Amar Rava, I'm reading Had the Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak that the Yom HaKippurim miftar lev la miftar bi yosei gili kai umad amad bodo zavir bi yosei gili lo chayu zavirim me'olam ela shemada hava vegazu shlo asu Yom HaKippurim עשו יום כיפורים בשבת, אף הפי שאינו חל להיות בו, כדי שלא תשתקח תורתי בכיפורים, והאויבים לא יבינו בו, ושום זה בכל שבת נעמי, לא עבדי מלאכה. וההוא יום הכיפורים כמר בלצג, אם שגג בו וזיב בשבת פטור, דעליו יום הכיפורים הוא. ואין שכזה, that's why he said, if you שוגג על כיפור, and you מזיד על שבת, you פטור. Because it's not Kippur. But in Ikaname, if you were in a regular Yom Kippur, you did both, could be Rabbi Yossi will say, Hayav 2, Hagim Hayav 2, it's Isur, Halal Isur. Because Kolel, Mosif, and all, he'll hold of that. Kolel, Mosif,
how does Rabbi Akiva say Chayav 2 if it's not really Yom Kippur?
Rabbi Yossi say Chayav 1.
What about Rabbi Akiva?
Oh, Rabbi Akiva, and that.
And I don't understand that that's the case. It's all about different games.
Good question. What do you do with Rabbi Akiva in that case?
He doesn't hold by.
No, he asked you a good question. What is Rabbi Akiva? Sheila. That's a good question. You have to answer that question. What is the B.I. here? The Tosfot is that. That's different. Amen.